Fans of baseball analytics are in the valley for the Society of American Baseball Research, or SABRE, conference on the subject. One of tomorrow's panels will focus on the business of baseball. Dan Magala will moderate that discussion. He's the founder and chief innovation officer of PCG and Sports Desk Media. It's a sports marketing consulting firm in Chicago. Dan, baseball has been trying to speed up its games over the past few seasons. Do you think now its reputation as kind of a slow-paced, leisurely game is still warranted?
Well, I mean, the root of baseball, just as a brand, America's pastime, right? It does have those parallels, and I think one of the things that was once romantic about baseball and leaning back and exhaling from a stressful day now seems a little bit different when fans and consumers, we like to say, move at the speed of digital in a faster-paced life that you know, really the game hasn't changed, but our lives as consumers, fans, has rapidly changed.
When you talk about trying to almost recruit new fans to the game, how much of that do you think goes sort of beyond what's on the field to other stuff going on inside the stadium, be it a wiffle ball field or the pool at Chase Field, to museums and other types of activities that other newer parks are implementing?
I think it speaks volumes about where the game is going and how baseball to that point, because you do have 81 home games to fill, you've got a lot of opportunities for segmented promotions, segmented experiences to speak to different audiences. So, and I think actually that's a lesson that Major League Baseball has really learned from minor league baseball, you know, that traditionally Sundays are family days, Thursdays are Thirsty Thursdays, that's more of a 20-something crowd. You know, you've got the Saturday night fireworks show that you look at it almost in the same way that a TV producer is going to look at his weekly lineup, that there's different audiences that they're really trying to grow each night of the week and provide those entertainment options for them. And also, too, we're in such a data-rich environment that I think teams have gotten incredibly smart and sophisticated, what I like to call Moneyball for the other side of the hallway, in the ticketing department, fan engagement, and even sponsorships, of how they can really use data to identify new fans and go pursue them and really look to maybe think big but focus small in terms of their outreach to specialize and really backfill the stadiums in a more unique way that 10 years ago was not possible.
I'm glad you brought up the issue of data, because forever baseball has really been about stats. It's really the way that you can compare players from different eras and players even within the same era. Given the prevalence now of data everywhere coming at us, is that something that baseball can use to its advantage to bring in a new generation of fans, do you think?
Absolutely. And I think the repeatable process for Major League Baseball, for minor league baseball, would be how do you use data to solve a business problem? And if they can really start to identify a particular fan base that is really engaging with their team or league, and this fan starts to look like a lot of other ticket buyers, you can use data and a lot of technology with what they call almost like a lookalike model that goes finds and other people that look exactly like you on the internet, and then they can look to transact with them.
Dan Magala is the founder and chief innovation officer of PCG and Sports Desk Media. That's a sports marketing consulting firm in Chicago. He'll be moderating a panel discussion on the business of baseball tomorrow morning as part of the SABRE Analytics Conference in Phoenix.